It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott. He is with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, and it's getting to be that time again where people are going to want to be getting out and doing shed hunting and all of that kind of stuff. Which, and it's actually become, you know, quite a lot of fun. A lot of families go and do it together, and it's a great activity to get out and be outdoors and those kinds of things. But there is, however, just a small ethics course that you need to take. And it's really, you know, it's just going on and saying this all yes, and hitting agree and then printing that out. That's all there is to it. But they want you to take this course before you go out doing that. And then but when we wrap up, we're going to talk about there are some areas of the state with such a heavy winter. There are some areas of the state that are allowing folks to go ahead and put, you know, feed out for deer and those kinds of things. That's not the case here, and we'll talk about that as well. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
It seems like every year we get ready to start, you know, doing these kinds of things, and we need to make sure that people know that this is something that they've got to have with them when they go out to go shed hunting. And as I kind of said earlier, you know, shed hunting has become a pretty big thing recently, within the last maybe 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah, it has. It really has taken off, it seems.
And it really, it's a fun thing for the whole family to get out and do and go enjoy yourself and be in the great outdoors. But there are just certain things that you need to be aware of when you head out there. And that's what this course is all about, right?
That's right.
So let's talk about the course itself. What kind of things are people going to, you know, learn in the course? And then what do they need to do as far as once they're done with the course? What do they need to do to let people know, hey, I've taken the course?
Well, it's a really quick and easy ethics course, like you said. It doesn't take much more than 5 minutes to do. But really, its purpose is to educate people about how you can appropriately go shed hunting. So moose start dropping their paddles typically in December, but then deer start to drop in January and February, and then elk start to drop theirs in March. And during this time in mid to late winter, the animals don't like to be moved too much because there's not a lot of food. And so to help their survival, we encourage people to give them their space rather than trying to hike closer and closer to them and stressing the animals out. And this ethics course really covers that. It covers the reason as to why we need to be respectful to wildlife. And it also talks about being respectful to private property owners and being aware of where you're going out recreating.
And that's another big thing, too, when you go out and do those things. It's just like when you go out to hunt. You got to make sure that you're somewhere that you're supposed to be. And I would imagine that maybe that happens quite often when it comes to shed hunting.
Yeah, it seems to be the problem that is most frequently reported. So, yeah, you got to be aware of where you're going. And then this ethics course allows you to get out in the field and collect antlers between February 1st and April 15th. You don't need the certificate after April 15th. But if you're going to go during these early spring months, late winter months, you need to have this certificate completed and you need to have it on you when you go out and about shed hunting.
So where can people go to take the course? Where do they need to go? I would assume it's all on computer, right?
It is. Go to wildlife.utah.gov, and there is a link for the shed hunting ethics course. So wildlife.utah.gov.
And then once you're done, there will be a certificate that you can print out, and like you said, that has to go with you. Is that the way it needs to go?
That's correct.
Now, if you're, say you're a dad and you've got two kids that are, you know, over 12 or something like that, do they have to take the course as well, or is just the dad being there with those kids enough?
It depends on who's going to be gathering the antlers, but typically it's for all participants who are going out and about. So I don't think there's an age restriction that I am aware of, but
okay, so just make sure that you're doing your due diligence on it and taking care of things and being safe and following the rules, because you know at this time of year, and especially we talked about it before we came on, and it'll lead into what we're going to talk about before we get out of here. It's been such a heavy snow year that it's really pushed these animals down further and kind of stressed them out more than they have been maybe in years past. Is that kind of what you guys are seeing out there?
Yeah, that's correct, and especially here in the Carbon County, Emery County area, where we're up against the slopes of the mountains, we definitely have received a lot of snow. So we asked people to please be mindful and respectful as of wildlife. Watch for them on the roads as you're driving about at night, because they're around. And we do have some restrictions still on feeding wildlife here in southeastern Utah, which is Emery and Carbon County and all the way down south at Four Corners region.
And as you were saying before we came on, there are some spots in, is it the northern region of the state, that they're actually allowing people to do that?
Yeah, so we do have up along the Wasatch in the northern range, some feeding areas have been approved, but we are not permitting those in the southeastern region because we have chronic wasting disease in the southeastern region, which is a really scary disease that causes all infected animals to die. And so we don't want them rubbing noses with each other at feeding sites.
Okay, so just remember that before you think that, you know what, maybe they need me to take care of them and get some feed out there for them. You're probably doing around here, you're probably doing more harm than good than doing that. So, Aaron, thank you so much for taking out the time. We appreciate it, and we'll let you get back to it, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, we've been talking once again with Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources all about the shed hunting and gathering course that you need to take if you're headed out there, and why we shouldn't be feeding or putting feed out for the deer and the wildlife around our area. Now, once again, if you want more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.